let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One review of Billy Jew in the Planet Billy Rose calls it a keeper. One to read over and over and pass it down generations yet to come. Another an all-time favorite, a classic. The author and illustrator is Isolde Pierre. She calls herself a dreamer. Born in Quebec, her serious studies in fine arts, her experience as a schoolbook illustrator, her dreams of a funny extraterrestrial creature, and her love of nature resulted in the publication of the book Billy Jew in 1982. 40 years later, well, the message is as relevant as ever, encouraging children to care for nature with a little help from another planet, to love nature. Billy Jew and the Planet Billy Rose, an exciting children's adventure that defies time, now published in English, French, Spanish, and Japanese, written and illustrated by Isolde Pierre, our guest on This Week in America. Isolde, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure too.
What a charming book, and the reviews are right. This really is a keeper and a classic and will be a favorite when dealing with children. And as adults, it'll bring a smile to our face and a message there that we all can learn something from as well. Let's go back to where this idea began. I believe back in 1978, a conversation with a friend, suddenly this world developed for you. Talk about that conversation and where this idea came from.
Well, sister, I was having a coffee with that friend. We were at that time illustrator for school books for children. And in that time, in the 70s, I was I was concerned about nature, about, a pesticide and natural, to eat natural food.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And I had too a little amazing, a small experience, which was I was in a field at one time, and I was just walking, and there was snow banks here and there, and they were melting. It was a beautiful day in spring, and because the snow was melting, it was kind of shimmery, and so I just. There was this beautiful energy coming out from the earth, and so I just started to dance with the earth, with dance with the wind.
Yes.
and all that. It was just beautiful, and then I felt good about that. And so that happened. When we were doing the illustration for school books, I was a bit constrained in what we needed to do. It was very specific. At that time, I had finished art school, and I was doing oil paintings, and it was more about planets and other world. So I wanted to make something that would be there to do illustration for children that would be in this imagery, let's say. And so when my friend asked, she just asked me, we were having a coffee, and she just asked me to tell her a story out of the blues. So it's like if everything clicked together, and it just came all organized all of a sudden. So there was the story that came out spontaneously, but with some, it was like a piece of many pieces of puzzles that just came together.
Yeah, it's a story that obviously had to be told. The author is our guest on the program, Isolde Pierre, and that's Y-S-E-U-L-T Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E. Her website is very simple. It's billyjew.net. I'll give you that during the course of the program, so you'll have that information, get information on the book and where the book is available. Let's talk about the main character in the book, Nicholas, and he has a similar experience to what you had. He does little dancing outdoors, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. That's exactly, that's what changed his life and the life of his planet. So, because he was living on a gray planet where everything was gray, like he was born on a gray planet, everything was gray. And so when he had this little dance with nature, he was just walking in the field, And he just stopped to look at the wind playing with the grass and the flowers, and he just started to dance with the wind. And all of a sudden, everything turned into, well, we know now it's colors, but he didn't know that. It just became so vibrant, you know. And so he was so stunned. And what happened? And then all of a sudden, there's a little creature that appeared, and it was a Biliju. So the Biliju said, if you want to know what's going on, just come with me on my planet Billy Rose, and I will, and you will learn what happened there. So off they go to Billy Rose to have the answer to his question. What just happened when he was dancing? So, want to know more?
You know, it's interesting because as you're talking about that, boy, if all of us would just take a little walk out at nature, clear our minds, look around, enjoy it, I think we'd all burst out in a dance, at least a smile, wouldn't we, when suddenly everything is in proper perspective when we're outdoors and enjoying what's out there.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And that's exactly what the story is about, is that's what Nicola learned in the tower. Is there is this magical tower on the planet Billy Rose where all the memory is kept. And so in the tower, he learned that in the past, in the long, long time ago, in the time of his foreparents, very long time ago. And so what happened is that people didn't care for nature, so nature just lost her colors. And because she was so depressed, and she felt so neglected and depressed, and so she gradually lost her color. So that's how he was eventually born on a gray planet. But he knew that just by caring for nature, just paying attention to nature, to loving her, she will find her color again. She will be reborn, you know.
Yes.
So when he realized that, he was so excited. So he went back to his planet with the help of the Biliju. So he went back to his planet to tell his friend, come and we'll look at nature. We'll dance with her. We'll love her. And with that happened. The nature just recovered her colors, because she was so touched to be loved again that the whole planet turned into color again.
The book is beautifully written and illustrated, and you've done both. The book is written and illustrated by our guest on the program, Isolde Pierre. Talk about the illustrations, because you take the words and you make them come to life. And I assume there's a real advantage because these are your words. You don't have to talk to an illustrator and try to get on the same page in terms of what you're trying to convey. You know what you're going to convey because it's your story. It's your life. Talk about that, because it's so beautifully written. The colors, everything about the illustration. Talk about that. It really makes a complete book and a complete message, doesn't it, for the reader?
Well, it was always this this desire of bringing my audience into another planet, on another level I wouldn't say consciousness, but another level of illustrations, let's
yes,
say, of images, and so this. This book really gave me the opportunity for that to bring people there, and I do oil painting, and this is what inspired me for this is what did inspire me for the book, so it really went together.
And it's such a beautiful book. It's Billy Jew and the Planet Billy Rose. And I'm going to go back and spell all that out for you so you can find the book. The book's available at Isolde's website. Billy Jew is B-I-L-I-J-U, and the Planet Billy Rose, B-I-L-I-R-O-S-E. The guest on the program is the author and the illustrator, Isolde Pierre. That's Y-S-E. ULT. Your website is billyjew.net. A lot to remember there. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to our website, get information on the book there as well. Get that information. And you can also, of course, order the book on there as well. It's interesting because what Nicholas sees and lives in is a gray world. And as I keep coming back to, and the message is so powerful, if we look around, it's a very colorful world out there, isn't it? And we go zipping through life at 100 miles an hour. Sometimes we take it for granted or maybe don't even see it.
Yes, exactly. And we, especially this, I wouldn't say century, but these days we are so busy and with our all the technology we have, it kinds of take us away from nature, and it's important to just put that away, put all the cell phone and the iPad and everything away, and just go outside and just take a moment to look at nature and to admire her and just take care of her. It's important. I hope too that this idea will help children to go out and play, because it's important to go out outside to walk on the ground.
Yes.
You know, it not just play inside. It's important to go outside, and we are kind of losing that a bit. It's so I just hope it will help that to be more conscious of that.
Well, we see the change in Nicholas, and suddenly we realize, you know, if we just have a little more mindfulness, and I think maybe that's a key word, mindfulness of the outdoors, that's good for the children to know, sometimes maybe the first time they're hearing that message, and good for adults. If we're reading the book for the children, that's good because we're learning something as we're reading the book for the kids as well. I mentioned this was first published in 1982. The message is still relevant. This could have been published like 2 months ago and it couldn't have been any more relevant than it is now. Talk about that, because the book is back, a book that's back in English, French, Spanish, and Japanese. This has to be exciting for you. This message still resonates today and you're sharing it in four different languages.
Yes, it is. I first published it in 82. Well, I wrote it in 78 and illustrated it and I published it in 82, and it was well received at that time too, and I thought, but it was in French because I come from the French part of Canada, in Quebec, as the accent will tell you.
Yes.
So it was well received, but and I kept thinking over the years that it would be a good idea to do it in English too, and while I'm there, might as well go in Spanish, and why not in Japanese? So there it is. So I did a few changes, like the type of tower, just to make it more universal. Like the original was with blonde. Nicolas had blonde hair. Now he has darker hair. So it's more international, and I had a good review from actually the best critic I had was a guy that wrote me just a few months ago. He asked because he had just learned that I was going to publish it again, and he says that his father bought this book in the 80s and when he was a toddler. And his father kept reading it to him. And he says this book made a very deep impression on him, and that he wanted to share it with his kids. He has now three kids and he wanted to share it with them. So,
how does that make you feel? That has to be the highest compliment that you can receive. That's exactly what you were attempting to do.
Yes.
And suddenly you're hearing it out there and you've connected with this man and his son.
Exactly. I think that's the best compliment that an author can have, is to have made a deep impression on someone.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you will be touching a lot of people. You have with the book, and now with the book back out there in four different languages, you'll be touching quite a few people there. You were such a gifted writer. Who's some of your influences? Who were maybe some people that shaped your thinking and your writing style?
Well, in my family, I had in my family we had artists, and my mom was an artist, was a ceramic artist. My aunt was an artist too, internationally known. I have an uncle who is a writer, well known in Quebec, and another aunt who was a writer too. So I was born in an environment of creativity. And so when they saw that I could draw when I was young, they said, oh, you're going to follow our aunt Marcel Ferrand steps. But I thought, the bar was quite high, so I did, I'm going to do jewelry instead. Okay. So that's what.
And now it's back touching lives with words and pictures in the book Billy Jew and the Planet Billy Rose. Talk, you've got a personal website as well. I'll give you the website for the book, but I know you've got a personal website as well. What is the personal website to get information, more information on you?
It's ezeult.ca. So ezeult is ezeult.ca, like Canada.
It's very simple, and we will have that as well. The book, once again, is Billy Jew and the Planet Billy Rose. That's B-L-I-J-U. Billy Rose is B-I-L-I-R-O-S-E. Written and illustrated by Ezeult Pierre, Y-S-E-U-L-T, and Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E. The book is available wherever books are sold. You'll find it specifically and information on Ezeult at the website billyju.net, B-I-L-I-J-U.net. Ezeult, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Excellent job. I can't say enough good things about the book. I know it's a children's book, but I love, and you've got the character there. How long has that character been in your mind? Is that something from a child that you had this vision in your mind of this extraterrestrial?
Yes, yes. Since I was a teenager and, I started to, don't tell my teachers. I was scribbling, I was doodling in my notebooks, and he gradually came out. It's an evolutionary process, you know, and...
Yes. A very lovable creature, and we're showing this in the video portion of the program. Of course, audio, you can't see it, but if you go to the website, billyjew.net, you will see it, and of course, featured in the book, Billy Jew and the Planet Billy Rose. Ezeult, thank you so much for being with us on the program. This has been fun. Goodbye to you and your friend. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bratton, for children's book. Thank you.
You are welcome. Both of you are welcome. The program, once again, Billy Jew and the Planet Billy Rose. Ezeult Pierre, our guest on the program. You'll link on directly to her website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.